Very nice. So that was recorded today at Maida Vale after she finished off with Joe Wiley, a special version of Work It Out, just live for us, especially for us. And I can say that we can talk to her. Hello, Beyonce!
Hello, how you doing?
I'm very well. How are you doing?
I'm great.
You tired?
A little bit, but I'm happy. I'm happy and tired.
God bless you. When did you arrive in the UK?
I actually got here last week. Okay. I've been working ever since I got here, actually. I think it was Sunday.
You have been working very hard.
Yeah, but it's good. Well, it's great.
As long as you enjoy it.
I am. Yeah. I'm enjoying London. I'm enjoying the UK. I'm enjoying the fans. And I'm very blessed.
Do you like the UK?
I do, actually. I would really, really like to spend some time here without having to work so I can kind of get a better feel for, you know, what it has to offer.
I've got a spare room in the flat, which I could sort out some cheap rent for you if you're interested.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Yeah,
Thank you.
I won't talk about it on the air, but we'll do it privately. I mean, I won't want much. It's just like a little futon thing, but, you know, it's nice. There's a TV in there and stuff and a DVD player.
You know, that's all I need.
That's all right, you know. Bars on the window, you'll be safe.
Okay.
So listen, great session this morning with Joe. I thought it was very nice of you to sing happy birthday to her.
Aww,
I've never heard Joe get that excited before, because Joe, when you started singing, Joe went, "Ooh," like that.
What did she do?
She went, "Ooh," like that. I thought it was very cute.
Aww.
So listen, what I want to do, I want to give you the choice, because we're going to have a little chat with you. And obviously, as you say, you've been working your ass off since you arrived here last week. Uh-huh. So, we can either do, I've written loads of questions which I hope you've never been asked before.
Okay.
So, rather than it feel like an interview, it just feels like a chat. Okay?
That's good.
Or, I can run through some traditional Great British phrases, and you can see if you know what they mean, and at the same time, learn something about our own unique language.
Okay, I think I'll go with the second.
Or you can have a mixture.
Okay, a mixture is even
all right. Okay, all right then. Good. Oh, this is going to be good. We've worked hard on these, I'm hoping this for the next 5 minutes. We will ask you and say things to you that you've never been asked before.
I'm sure you will.
You betcha. Thus, giving you a nice little 5 minute break in your working schedule and putting a smile on your lovely face.
Aww.
Thank you.
Aww.
I know. I'm a big kiss ass.
You are.
I know.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, I am a kiss ass. Right, so here's a question. Here's a question that we hope you've never been asked before, okay?
Oh, God.
Who's the least funny, Chevy Chase or Ted Danson?
Ted.
Ted. Oh,
Ted Danson. That's what I would have said.
Dave would have said that too. All right, okay. All right, great British phrases. Do you know what a chip butty is?
A chip butty?
A chip butty.
A chip tooth.
A chip butty is a chip sandwich.
Oh, okay.
Well, chips are fries.
So chips are fries, yeah, of course.
Oh, I know what chips are.
So like fries, chips, in between two slices of bread or in a nice bread cake.
Oh,
like a bread
okay.
Bat. All right, good.
A chip butty.
So next time you're kind of on the set of some big movie or you're in your studio, you can turn around and say, "I'm starving. I fancy a chip butty."
I fancy a chip butty.
There you go. That's beautiful.
Okay.
Beautiful. All right. Okay. Have you ever ordered 5 pizzas and 5 taxis to turn up at the house opposite where you're staying so you can look out the window and laugh when they turn up?
No, I'm sorry, I haven't.
Okay, right. Well, there you go. See, this is something else you can take back home with you.
You're right.
Okay, all right. Let's go to phrases again. How about this? Fancy a kip?
Do you like a cat?
a kip is like sleep.
A little sleep.
A nap. A nap.
Oh, can you have a nap?
Yeah. Fancy a kip. So if you say, so let's say you're going for a, like, you know, 20-minute shut-eye between, you know, interviews, whatever, you go, "I'm just going for a kip, and I'll see you in 20 minutes.
Okay.
Do you like that?
I like that.
Yeah, you see? Oh, we are rolling here. This is easy.
Fancy a kip.
Fancy. You don't have to say it in a kind of northern accent like I do, but, you know, it helps, I suppose. All right, here's another question. Have you ever put your own name into an internet search engine?
I'm sorry. No, I haven't.
I bet you have.
No, I haven't.
Really?
I've never really been on the internet besides doing chats with the fans.
Oh, okay. You be careful. If you do go on the internet, be careful. There's a lot of mucky stuff on there.
Mucky.
Mucky.
There's a lot. Okay.
See, now, when you were on with Joe today, now, obviously, Joe speaks a bit posh in English, but, you know, I'm traditional north of England. I'm raw.
You're raw.
I'm raw. Not like a lion, but raw, you know.
Like raw.
Like, yeah, like raw, like
R-A-W.
Yeah, exactly. Not raw.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just my accent. See, you're talking about my accent now.
Yeah, but you've got a cool accent. I like your accent.
Thank you. I like yours.
God bless you. Have you ever slept in a caravan?
Huh? No.
A caravan is, because this is sometimes the weird thing is you don't know what words Americans and English people share.
I'm not sure I don't know what you mean by a caravan.
A caravan is like a trailer.
But very small and cheap.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So how you would have how you have trailer parks in America, we would have caravan parks, caravan sites, as we call them.
Okay. I have actually slept in a caravan.
You see, good girl. I like this.
I do too.
All right. Okay. Here's another great British phrase. Pulling a sickie. By the way, none of these are rude.
Okay, good.
Well, maybe one.
Pulling a what?
Pulling a sickie.
A sickie?
This is great. You should see, these are all stuff that you can use. And when your assistants look at you and they don't know what it means, if you don't like them, you can fire them.
Does that mean, like, are you telling a lie?
Pulling a sickie means taking a day off work.
Oh,
and pretending you're sick.
So I'm almost right.
Yeah, well, you know, so next time you want to, let's say you've got to go and do something you don't want to do, you can pull a sickie by going, I'm not feeling very well.
Okay, so it's like we say pulling your leg, and y'all say pulling a sickie because you're acting sick.
Yeah, pulling your leg is kind of like, I'm only joking with you, where pulling a sickie is getting out of work, pretending you're ill, where you really you're not ill.
I'm joking that I'm sick.
Yeah, well, yeah, I suppose so. And then you go to the beach for the day or something.
Makes sense. Right. Pulling a sickie.
Can you ride a motorbike, Beyonce?
I'm not too good at it.
I'm not very good at it.
I'm okay. I mean, I can, but I wouldn't do it in front of anyone.
Okay, you're right. In the privacy of your own 50-acre home.
Right.
Has your phone ever rung whilst in the cinema?
Oh, yes.
Has it really?
Oh, yes.
Now,
it's
when,
embarrassing.
It's very embarrassing. But I would imagine for yourself, if you decide you're going to go to the movies and have a quiet, so you sneak into the movies and you just tuck yourself down when it's nice and quite dark, and then your cell starts ringing.
And everyone
and people
goes,
shh, and then they go, oh my God, it's Beyonce. Can I have your autograph?
Yeah.
And you go, shh, and then you can tell them off for talking.
Right. Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
A good one.
Have you ever won a goldfish in a bag at a fun fair?
Oh, no, I don't think I have.
Do you do the goldfish in bags at fun fairs?
No.
Why are you laughing?
Because you're silly.
Thank you.
It's been said before.
Yeah. But you know, you're right. So, you know, a fun fair is, you have fun fairs in the States, right?
No, I know what you mean.
Oh, okay, all right.
I think that, I don't know, those things don't survive too long.
No.
Well, what you do is you're meant to take them home straight away and you can, and then put them in a nice big bowl. And they can do all right.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all right. No, I don't do that, right? I love
animals.
Do
you have a bag of goldfish?
I'm an animal lover.
Okay.
Yeah, I love all animals. Okay, here's another one. Fancy a ruby. This is a good one. You can use this.
You want a ring?
No.
No.
Now, this is where it gets kind of interesting, because in London, they have the Cockney rhyming slang.
Oh, so, I know about that from Austin Powers.
So, yeah, so Ruby is Ruby Murray, which rhymes with curry.
Okay.
Maybe you're not so impressed with that one, then. I thought that was a great one. I like that question.
Okay.
So you go for it. Do you eat Indian food?
Yeah, okay. I like curry.
So what you do, because so in the UK, like tonight, if you have an evening off, you have a couple of hours and you want to go and eat in the West End of London, you turn around to your people and you say, I fancy a ruby.
Okay.
Okay. finally, do you have any questions that you'd like to ask me?
Tell me one more slang.
Oh, okay.
A good one.
Oh, we've got loads.
Not like fancy or ruby. I don't like that one.
Okay. If you think something's really cool, really good, you can say it's a right Bobby Dazzler.
A right Bobby Dazzler.
Yeah. That's great.
And why is that?
There's a legendary television presenter in England called David Dickinson, and he's into antiques and stuff, and he's an antiques dealer, and if he thinks something is a really good buy at an auction, he'll say it's a right Bobby Dazzler.
Oh, okay. I'll have to put that in the next song.
Yeah.
All right.
So when you go back home and your friend says to you, "How was your trip to London?" You can say, "It was all right, Bobby Dazzler."
Okay.
Yeah.
I think Bobby Dazzling's the new bling.
Yeah, it's the new bling, yeah. Right? Yeah,
exactly.
Every time I come around your city, right, Bobby Dazzler?
Exactly. That's see, bling is so 2002. Bobby Dazzler is 2003.
Exactly. Okay.
And I'd even predict 2004 also.
Oh, all right.
So listen, there's loads of these. We've got loads of these. Well, what we'll do is we'll save them for next time you come in and you pop in to see us.
Okay, next time I want you to talk with a Texas accent.
I'm a lamb. You bet your ass, baby.
Why you have to start cursing?
Oh, well, that's not a curse where I come from.
Oh, okay.
No, it's like, well, you know, I thought all Americans went, "You bet your ass." That's
no,
right.
No.
I'm telling you. Hee hee. Shaman.
Okay.
That's surely all people from Texas talk like that, don't they?
Oh, I don't think so.
I fancy myself a beef burger.
We don't say fancy.
Okay. What would you say?
I want a beef burger.
I want a beef burger. I want it now. I want it right here on my plate. Hee hee.
Why you have to be so aggressive?
I don't know. Excuse
He's
me.
Crazy.
Excuse me, sir. I would like a beef burger, and I'd like some fries, and I'd like a milkshake. Hee hee.
Why you have to be like Michael Jackson?
I don't know, because it's easy to do. This is how we believe Michael has spoken since he was born. Hee hee. He can't talk without saying it.
Right.
I'm sorry. All right. Well, listen, it was lovely having... I hope we put a smile on your face. And
you definitely did. I'm going to be laughing probably right. 10 minutes after this.
Listen, Crazy in Love is an excellent record. It's out this week. And Dangerous in Love is a really, really good album. Enjoy your time in London. And when you come back, if you have time, pop in and see us. And we'll teach you...
I will, anytime.
More British phrases. And we'll make you cups of tea and some cake.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. All right. No worries, love there. Nice one.
No worries.
No worries. And you can also say, all right, love. That's a good one.
All right, love.
There you go. That's perfect. You sound like you were growing up in the street around the corner from me.
All right.
All right. Nice one, Beyonce. Have a lovely time in the UK
Thank you.
And a safe trip back.
Thank you.
Beyonce Knowles, everybody.